So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss valid and invalid schach and quotes two cases similar to our Mishnah on the previous daf, which rule that bundle schach may not be used midrabanan. However, Amrav Gidl Amarav, Hayaf Kusa the Dikla Mesachim Bahum, shoots from the base of a palm tree can be used as schach. Similarly, Amrav Chizda Ravina Barshila, Hani Dukri the Kani Mesachim Bahum, stalks of cane plants can be used as schach. Afagav Dagidi, even though these plants appear bound as they grow in the cluster, they're kosher because eged b'dei shemaim lo shmei eged. A bundle that is made by heaven and occurs naturally is not considered a bundle. Avagav dehadr oged lehu. Even if he then ties them up on top, they're still kosher because eged b'chad lo shmei eged. A single item bound to keep it tight is not called a bundle. Having quoted Rav Chizda in the name of Ravina Bar Shila, the Gemara quotes him again. Hani merir to de agma. A person can fulfill the mitzvah of mar with merir to de agma, mar from the marsh, which Rashi says is chazer shel agam, a type of lettuce. The Gemara questions this from a Mishnah regarding paraduma. Ezev v'loy ezev yavan, v'loy ezev shesh l'shem levai. When the Torah says to use ezev hisab, only what is referred to as simply ezev can be used, and not something that has an additional modifying name as ezev yavan and so on. So to merir to the agma should not be valid for the mitzvah. The Gemara offers two answers. I'm Abaya. Kol shenishtan shmoi koidim matan Torah, uvasa Torah v'kpido leha, b'yiduish yesh l'shem levai. Anything that was known by a modified name before the Torah was given, and then the Torah mentions it by its simple name, the Torah is excluding all those with a shem levai. However, merir to the agma was always known as simply mar, and is therefore not excluded. Rav Amar, hani merir to stam shemayu. Rava says marsh mar is actually just simple mar. It is only referred to as marsh mar to identify its location. The Gemara clarifies how many pieces bound together are considered a bundle. Amrav Chizda, igud b'chad lo shmei eged. A bundle of one is certainly not considered a bundle. Shalish shmei eged. A bundle of three is certainly considered a bundle. Shnayim machlekes rabbeis rabbanan. A bundle of two is a machlekes whether it's considered a bundle regarding the ezev used for the paraduma, because the pasuk in Parashat Bo says, "V'lekachtem agudas ezev." You shall take a bundle of ezev to put blood on the doorpost the night before leaving Egypt. We derive from there that whenever the Torah requires ezev, it must be a bundle. After a brief discussion, the Gemara concludes as follows: the Mishnah says, "Shloisha klochem uvehen shloisha gevoilim." Three sprigs, which each have three stems, one stem per sprig. Rabbi Yisi holds, "Tchilasei shloisha la'akiv." V'shiyarev shnayim, v'shiyarev echad pasal. We must start out with three stems, but if one falls out later and only two stems remain, it is still valid for use. However, if only one is left, it is invalid. Rabban hold, t'chilasa shleisha lemitzvah. T'chilasa shnayim, v'shiyarev echad kasher. Like a t'chila, we should start out with three, but we can start out with at least two as well. And if later only one remains, it is valid. The Mishnah also says, v'gardum of kolshu, even if only stubs remain, it is still okay. The Gemara continues to discuss bundles of schach. Rabbama said that srifa de urvini, huts made from willow branches, can be used as schach after the upper knots are untied. Even though they are still tied at the bottom, Rabbama says they are valid if the lower knot was untied. The strands of willow are only braided and not actually tied together. Rav Huna Bridi Rishua says, even if the bundles are still tied at the bottom, they are valid as schach because kol eged shein osel ataltaloi lo shmei eged. A bundle that cannot be carried is not considered a bundle. The Gemara continues. Amr Baba Amr Shmuel. Yirokis she'amru chacham odem yoytze ben yedei chavas v'pesach. Preislin besukah mishum av. Actually, all vegetables are schach pasal, invalid schach, because they are mekabel tumah, since they are food. Now, as the Gemara rules in Daf Yud Zayin, schach pasal invalidates the sukkah at a width of four tefachim. However, aver, an open gap of space, invalidates the sukkah at a width of three tefachim. However, these vegetables that may be used for mar will invalidate the sukkah at a width of three tefachim. My timer. Kivin l'chiyavshi parchi v'nafli k'mandales nudami. Since they will very soon dry up and crumble, they are considered non-existent. The Gemara next discusses the halach of yad, which means that a handle of something, for example, the stem of a grape, is considered part of the fruit to acquire and transmit tumah. However, that is only with grapes meant to be eaten, because the yad is useful and serves the needs of the fruit. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Habaitzu lagas ein lo yadis." Grapes harvested to make wine, its stem does not have a din yad, because deloy nichalei deloy nimtzai lechamre. He'd rather not have it there because it will absorb some of the wine, not only not useful but detrimental. However, there is a machlekes regarding hakoitz l'schach, stalks of grain harvested for schach. The grain is a food and mekabel tuma, and therefore schach pasul, while the straw, which is the psilis, the refuse, is not mekabel tuma, and is therefore schach kasha. The Menashe Begado Amr Avuna says, hakoitz l'schach ein l'yadis. The straw is not a yad of the grain because it does not serve the grain, since he has no need for the grain, and the grain is actually detrimental in its present use as schach. As Rashi points out that before threshing, it is schach kosher, only because the straw is the majority. However, Reb Abba Amar Rav Huna holds, hakoitz l'schach yesh l'yadis. The straw is a yad of the grain, because the grain is useful in its present use, deloy levadrin, so that the straw does not scatter. The Gemara cites a brisa which discusses whether branches with figs, vines with grapes, straw with grain, and palm branches with dates can be used as schach. Tanakama says, in b'soilus and merubah lo eichlin k'sher, v'mla psula. They can only be used if the non-edible portions are greater than the food portions. Acheir ma'imrim, achiyu kashin merubah lo yadis v'lo eichlin. They can only be used if the non-edible portions are greater than the food portion and the handles combined. The Gemara assumes their reasoning to be that acheirim hold yesh lehen yadis, the yad is part of the pri. And the Tanakama holds ein lehen yadis, the yad is not part of the pri. The Gemara explains. Reb Abba, who said hakoitz l'schach yesh l'yadis, must certainly follow the opinion of Acherim and cannot be reconciled with the opinion of Tanakama. However, even Reb Menashe Bar Gada, who says hakoitz l'schach ein l'yadis, would in this case agree with the opinion of Acherim, because the Brice is speaking of a case where shekoitz on l'achila v'nim l'chalein l'sichach. It was initially cut to eat when it did acquire a din yad, and therefore even when he decided to use it for schach, it does not lose its din yad. Whereas the Tanakama holds, kiven the nimlach alein l'sichach, but l'le machshavtoi, it does lose its dinyad. This discussion continues on the next daf.